I grew up in a small town in Northern California, halfway between Sacramento and Tahoe. No bigger than maybe 11 miles wide, it is the epitome of rural USA. I can appreciate that my hometown has its charms. Beautiful vineyards, hillsides blanketed with trees, and lovely family-owned restaurants and businesses. Though with this ruralness also comes a certain small-mindedness. Things that would be shockingly offensive and racist to the average person were just accepted as the norm where I grew up. I remember hearing a few years back that the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan was living in my town, tucked away in the woods somewhere, and no one seemed to have a problem with it. I would drive to school every day, passing by houses that proudly waved a Confederate flag in the front yard, and had teachers who would tell the class that Mexican-American immigrants were ruining our country. Out of the nearly 2,000 students at my high school, 10 were African-American, and there was only one student that I knew of who was openly gay. Needless to say, I was not surrounded by diversity or progressive thought. I was immersed in a world of extreme patriotism and don't tread on me mentalities. Quite frankly, I was consumed by the white perspective, which blurred my view of the world and acted as my only guide between right and wrong. I never agreed with the extreme conservatism that surrounded me necessarily, but I sure did not question it. My parents had taught me to always be kind and tolerant of others, but when you go to school surrounded by intolerance and your friends' parents talk to you about politically charged subjects like how the gays should just get their own ceremony and leave marriage for us good folk, it can be hard to separate the truth from ignorance. When I was 13, I was allowed to create my own social media accounts, and my worldview exploded. For the first time, I was reading and watching new ideas and points of view, and finding news stories and articles about social injustice and the progressive fight for equality. And I suddenly realized that as a white, middle-class woman, I'm privileged. With this realization came a wave of guilt, but also a sense of urgency to address the discriminations that seemed so prevalent, but that I had never experienced. I became hyper-aware that the world that I knew was nothing like the rest of the world and did not reflect accurately the diversity and struggles of the people in our country. The best way I can describe my childhood is that I was living in a bubble of ignorance. As I grew older and learned more of the social injustices happening around me every day, I also came to another realization. I am bisexual. I finally realized why I had always felt so out of place and was so drawn to the LGBT rights movement. I was so relieved to finally put a name to my feelings, but at the same time, I was terrified, and honestly, still am. I desperately wanted to be honest with those closest to me about such a pivotal part of my identity, but I never felt safe, because how could I in the community I was raised in? So for the remaining years of high school, I was an ally. I spoke out about liberal ideas and progressive movements to my friends and my teachers, even though I often just felt I was talking to a wall, because no one really wanted to hear it. I helped to create my school's chapter of GSA, Gay Straight Alliance, which was met with several roadblocks and rude remarks from school faculty. I tried to open up discussions about equality and police brutality with my peers and many of the adults in my life, and I was met with scoffs and patronizing remarks. My mom repeatedly asked me if I was a lesbian, and when I said that I was not, but that I was an ally, she was confused and upset. She did not understand why I wanted to be thrown in the mix, as she said, with the students who were bullied because of their sexuality. I became known as the feminazi in my debate-based government class, and my male friends loved to make jokes about my feminist ideals. I realized that most people do not want to admit that they are privileged or that they are perpetuating discrimination. It's easy to pretend there is no problem, or to make jokes about someone else's pain when you've never experienced it yourself. My white friends and I will never know what it is like to be racially profiled or have assumptions made because of the color of our skin. My straight friends will never know the torment of being anything other than heterosexual and having to go through the public school system, or being terrified just to use the restroom of the gender they identify as. My Christian friends will never know the struggle of being a Muslim or to have heritage from literally any Middle Eastern country in a post-9/11 America. The reality is that, even though I am bi and a woman, I had a much easier time graduating high school and getting into college than most minorities and lower class students do. My high school was dripping with resources to help all of my graduating class go to a four-year university, and it never crossed my mind up until recently that other students, especially those of different racial backgrounds or open sexual identities, may not receive the kind of help that I did. It was clear to me that I didn't belong in such a closed-minded town, and that I still had a lot to learn in regards to my own privilege, being a better ally to other minorities, and about my own sexuality and how it would affect me. I knew that I would thrive somewhere that encouraged my curiosity about progressive issues and shared my liberal views. When it came time to choose a college, UC Santa Cruz was a clear option. As a leader in progressive thought and teaching activism, UCSC is creating a taller and educated generation of activists, and admissions welcomes every race, gender, sexual orientation, faith, and economic background. Now, instead of having to fight to start a GSA club, there are 10 on campus that I can choose from. For the first time, I have teachers who can talk to me about police brutality and the Black Lives Matter movement or immigrant rights without fear of being fired. I've only been here a few weeks, but there is no doubt in my mind this is where I am meant to be. I found my people. And although I never want to live in my hometown again, I'm grateful that it shaped me into this person I am today. I've seen the effects of toxic white privilege, homophobia and transphobia, misogyny and xenophobia, and I am better for it.